The Buck. If this were a poem, you would catch your reflection as if in a fogged window, rustling tendrils of scar and hair, eyes like chips of quartz, the opposite of gone, time running in reverse all around you both. You would lay your fingertips on glass like warm water, and the reflection would lay its fingertips on yours. If this were a dream, you would approach him. He would be still as a heartbeat, something black dripping from one raised hoof, sinking into the earth, unsinking, gathering, returning, tangled bodies unfucking and pacing backwards out of the wet shadows of wet trees. What are your feet resting on? What are they made of? Can you feel the sutures entering your eyes as you try to open them? Were they already open? The petals of the skin grow soft, porous, surrender. Everything around you breathes itself to pieces and what stirs, unfolds, blossoms out of the splintered steel and dust, is what is stirring, unfolding, blossoming behind your teeth. How can you tell that this isn't a poem? How can you tell that this isn't a dream? Stop walking for a second. Kneel down and, oh, there's a rock there and, oh, it's been rubbing you raw and, oh, your sneaker is full of blood and, oh, it's been hurting this whole time. Of course it has. The last hour rewrites itself with the pain, the sunlight and the pain, nodding to passers-by and the pain, flowers about to open and the pain, each step and the pain. If this were a dream, what would be blossoming behind your teeth? How close up under your skin would you feel the liquid quartz of surrender? What needle would be piercing and pulling as the buck shakes his antlers? And what liquid would spring off, land, spring back, bleed through the new openings, suffuse into your morning, like clove and yearning? If this were a poem, what would you be learning? The top step is the temple wall of poem that you build around yourself. The bottom step breathes them to pieces. You have one foot on the top step and one foot on the bottom, suffused with yearning and clove. We'll start at 5. The top step, the craft, the magician. Open your mouth and let the river flow out. Stretch out your hand to him and know, like you know your own muscle impulse, that he will step toward you, shake his antlers, lay hot breath on your fingertips. 4. The descent. The first glass, the slick opening. The liquid wells up between your toes, draws warm lines up your ankles, begins to change you. The shadows between the trees grow, the bodies twitch and stretch. The needle pierces. Take a step. 3. The sunlight and the pleasure, nodding to passers-by and the pleasure. Flowers about to open and the pleasure. Each step. And the pleasure. 2. The sutures pull tighter. Time stutters and sloshes, and you are immersed to the neck. Petals of fear stir, unfold, blossom in the grove, are trampled to perfume by his hooves. The wind shakes you like a shadow, and the stone in your reflection is melting. Take your last breath. 1. It's slipping into your nostrils, into your tear ducts. It is blue and gold and writhing. Inside you, the world inside you, the blue and gold and writhing and the pleasure. And the pleasure.